Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Het, Mishnah Dalet will continue adding details into how somebody becomes a ben sorer u more. We learn that from the pasuk, where the pasuk tells us v'tafsu bo aviv ve'imo, that his mother and father take him v'hotziu oto el zikne iro, and they take him out to the elders of the town. That the mother and father both have to have a role in here. They both have to want to have him tried by the Bet Din. So we say, Haya aviv rotze ve'imo eno ratza. If his father wants to have him judged, but his mother does not want to have him judged. Aviv eno rotze ve'imo rotza. Or his father does not want to have him judged, but his mother wants to. Eno naase ben soreru more. We don't cause this kid to become ben soreru more. Ad shehu shenehem rotzim, until both the mother and father want to have him judged. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im lo haita imori uya le'aviv, eno naase ben soreru more. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if his mother doesn't match his father, if she has a different voice than him, or a different look than him, or she's a different height than him, then the child cannot become a ben soreru more. Rabbi Yehuda learns this out from the pisukim. The pasuk says, enenu shomea bekolenu, that the parents are saying that the child doesn't hear our voice in the singular. And by the fact that it doesn't say kolotenu, our voices, we learn from here that there's one voice for both of them. And we learn out from there that their voice has to be the same. And if their voice has to be the same, we also learn out that their look and their height have to be the same as well. So essentially what Rabbi Yehuda holds is, there's an impossibility for somebody to ever become a ben soreh moreh, because you can't have two people, a man and a woman who are married, look, sound, and have the same exact height. So ben soreh moreh lo haya velo atid lihiyot. As we famously know from the Gemara, ben soreh moreh never happened, and ben soreh moreh never will happen, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We also learn at other halakhot from these two pesukim, where it says, "V'tafsu bo aviv ve'imo," parents grab the kid, "V'otziu oto el zikne iro ve'el sha'ar mekomo," they take him out to the elders of the town and to the gate of the city, "V'amru el zikne iro," and they tell the elders of the city, "Benenu ze, this son, sorer umore, is rebellious against us. Enenu shomea bekolenu zolel ve'sove. He doesn't listen to our voice. He is gluttonous and he drinks." So we learn out a lot of different halakhot from these pesukim. Haya had mehem gidem, or higer, or ilem, or some, or heresh. If one of the parents was missing a hand, or was unable to walk, or was a mute, or was blind, or was deaf, any of these disabilities, eno naase ben soreru more. The kid cannot become a ben soreru more. Shene emar, like the pasuk tells us, v'tafsu bo aviv imo. Like we started off by saying, the parents grab onto the kid. So if they have to grab onto him, what does that mean? Velo gidemin. It has to be that they have hands in order to grab onto him. They can't be missing a hand. V'hotziu oto. We see from here also that they have to bring him out, which tells us that they have the ability to walk out with him, and that they don't have a disability with their legs. And they say to the elders of the town, that tells us that they have the ability to talk, and therefore they're not mute. Benenu ze velo somin. When they say, this son of ours, which tells us that they could point him out and they have the ability to see him, which tells us that the parents are not allowed to be blind. Enenu shomea bekolenu velo hirishin. They say the child is not listening to our voice, which implies that they have the ability to hear him, and say that he's not obeying them, and therefore they're not allowed to be deaf. If they're deaf, then the child cannot become a ben sorer umore. Only a child who goes through the following procedure could become a ben soreru more. Matrinbo, the parents warn him first in front of people to stop this evil behavior. Bifnei sheloshaf, he violates again. He steals and buys meat and wine and drinks it and all that. Then they bring him to a court of three judges. Umalkinoto, then the court gives him malkut, they give him lashes. Hazad vekilkel, if he then does it again, Nidon be'esrim u'shlosha, they bring him to a court of 23 judges who have the ability to execute him by sekila, by stoning. Ve'enon iskal ad sheyehu sham shelosha harishonim. They don't stone him or sentence him for stoning unless the three judges who were there originally that gave him Malkut are sitting on the Bet Din of 23. We learn this out from the Pasuk, Shene'emar Benenu Zeh. Like it says, this son of ours, that the parents are pointing him out, and they could tell the original judges, Zehu Shelaka Bifrechem, this is the boy who received Malkut, who received lashes in your presence. Barach Ad Shelo Nigmar Dino. If he ran away before his verdict was reached, and then he grew in all the hair that he needed in order to become an adult, we say patur, he is not liable, even though he may be caught later on, because once a person reached that age of maturity, and he's at that stage of development, he's too old to be considered to be a ben soreh moreh. He wasn't sentenced yet. We can't sentence him now because now he is an adult. But if he ran away after the verdict was reached and they said they're going to kill him, and then he grew in all the air he needed, but it was post-verdict, and then he ran away, hayav, he's liable because he was sentenced at the right age. And once someone has that psak, they have that verdict, the sentence remains in force.